This is my apartment. Yep. Had a great night. Oh, yeah, I'm totally fine. Have a good night. Oh? Suddenly you can read all my subtle nonverbal cues, right? Amazing. Yeah, the twitching ears, the foot stomps. You must have a degree in bunny girl psychology to read all these subtle hints. What is your problem? Of course, you. What the heck? You're just gonna give me a peck on the lips and go home? Oh, I definitely want you to come inside. I think I made that very obvious. Yeah, come on in. I really want to give you a piece of my mind, buddy. Let's talk. What are you up to? What's your game? Why do you keep teasing me? I knew better than to date a human. My friend Lola told me bunnies and homies don't mix because you're weird and stupid and predatory. And like a dumb bunny, I thought predatory sounds hot. You're so much taller and stronger and compared to me. Or even bunny guys. I figured you'd pounce on me after the second date. Just pin me down with your teeth at my throat and your big, hard human. But no. Week after week, it's just mwah. See you next week, honey bun. What am I talking about? I'm cute. I'm young. I reek of fertility. So why haven't you tried to breed me? Yes, I'm serious. I know you can smell it on me. I'm dripping wet and so fucking breathable. And I can smell it on you too. I know you must be dying to pounce on me. So, what is happening? What are you trying to get from me? Because you won. I can't take anymore. You broke me down and made me crazy with your constant teasing. I want it so bad. I'll do anything. Use me however you want. Tie me up, spank me, pass me around to your human friends. I don't care anymore. I give up. Just fuck me, please. What do you mean you don't understand? Wait, you don't smell anything? shit. Humans have stupid noses. No. Sorry, no. I love your cute nose. It's something my friend Lola told me. She said that humans have stupid noses, but I didn't get what she meant. Holy shit, this is so funny. Holy shit, this is so embarrassing. Fuck. Okay. Here. Let's sit down. I have to give you the talk, I guess. So, when a bunny girl likes a guy. No, I'm being serious. When a bunny girl, like me, likes a guy, like you, her body puts out these signals, pheromones. A bunny boy can smell the pheromones and knows the girl likes him. Also, a bunny girl can smell when a guy wants to breed her. Oh, this is so embarrassing to explain to another adult. Okay, so yeah, I guess humans don't have the good sense of smell that animal folks have. So, like, I like you, like, so much. And I thought this whole time you could tell from my scent that I wanted you to, you know. Ah, now you really are teasing me. I wanted you to breed me. Well, fuck me at least. Okay, well, I can smell it on you too, you know? So don't try acting too superior. I know you've got a fat baby making load build up in your in you, and you're dying to put it in me. Yeah, I could tell for weeks, and it's been driving me crazy. I know I smell like submissive, breedable bunny pussy, and you can smell like strong, potent human cum. But you act like you don't know. I assumed you were playing it cool and trying to get me to make the first move. So I started dressing really slutty. Baby, the skirts, the tank tops, the booty shorts that show a hint of cheek. You had to at least see all that. And I haven't worn panties around you for a month, so my scent would get in your nose. Look at me. This cute little sundress is so sheer you can get a perfect silhouette of my body whenever the light hits it. And again, no underwear. Oh, and to top it all off, I reek of pussy. I spent like 3 hours before this date just rubbing myself raw, thinking about that thick, yummy human cum I've been smelling, and then I I got a little crazy. I started rubbing my pussy juice on my body like perfume. On my neck, my belly, my tits. And when I opened the door earlier tonight, do you remember what you said? Yeah, you asked if I was using a different shampoo. I wanted to kick you. I also wanted to rip this dress off, get on all fours with my tail in the air, and present my pussy. Yeah, I meant I would have cleared things up for you. But that's just it. This whole time, I assumed you knew about all these send signals and were teasing me, letting me know how potent and virile you are, but not doing anything as some kind of fucked up power move when you were just being polite. You didn't pounce on me because you didn't know I wanted it, and you weren't dating me because you wanted to wear me down and turn me into a desperate breed slut. You just like me. Yeah, I like you too, dummy. Fuck. I want you even more now. Please, baby. I need you to pull out your nice human cock for your horny little bunny girl. I need it. Fuck. That's a big, juicy cock. Oh, wow. The human scent is even stronger now. Please, let me touch it. Let me kiss it. So hard. And so hot. You're licking so much pre-cum. And it's so tasty. I have to worship your big human balls. They're so full of yummy cum. Oh, fuck yes. You got a big breeding load build up in there. You're gonna breed me with this big, beautiful cock and balls. My mouth is watering just thinking of what delicious cum. But first, I want you to mark me. You like me slobbering all over your cock? My slutty mouth drawling on your balls? You can pull my ears while you fuck my face. It sends tingles through my whole body. Gonna slurp all the cum out of this big fat dick. Just worship it. My mouth and drone. Until you hose me down. I want to be coated in it. Come on, me. Shit your sperm all over me. Yeah, there it is. Just let me have it all. Thank you, baby. Oh, wow, that's so much cum on me. I don't even want to wash it off. I smell like your cum now. Fun. I didn't even taste as amazing. I'm gonna get addicted to your cum, baby. You're going to have to shoot a load on my face before every date. Yes, before. I want to reek off your cum. I want every bunny who comes near me to know I'm your pretty little breeding slut. I want some bunny girl waitress to smell what a submissive little cum slut I am and have to go fuck herself in the bathroom. Wow. I think I'm actually getting cum drunk off your load, baby. It's filling my mouth and my nose and my fuzzy bunny head. Seems like your big, thick bunny breeding cock is ready for more. It's so cute how you love and respected me so much. You didn't want me to think that it's just about sex, but also the thought of your own personal long urn cum dumpster has your cock dropping. How do you want me? How do you want to use this wet little bunny girl pussy? Of course I'll get on my back for you, baby. You can have me any way you want, as long as I get more of that thick, yummy cum. How's that view, big guy? You like seeing a helplessly horny little bunny girl on her back? With her legs spread and her pussy opening for you. Watch this. Didn't know I could put my legs behind my head, did you? If your sense of smell was a little better, you could have seen this view on the third date. But hey, better late than ever. Okay, baby. My little hole is so ready. Fuck. I love just the feel of your cock rubbing my lips and clit. You gotta push it in, please. I've already been teased for so long. Fuck, you're big. No, don't stop. Keep going. It's a good hurt. More. split me in two. You feel that squeeze? My pussy's trying to pull you in. I want it all. Fuck. I'm never gonna be the same after this. Look at you. You're almost there. Yes. Balls deep, baby. I've never felt so full. That's a good start. Now pump those hips, stud. You're so big. I know I'm small, but you're really seriously hung. You're my big, strong, yummy hummy. Rail my tight little cunt. Mold it. Damn it. Claim it for yourself. Ruin me for anyone else. I'm your own personal fuck bunny. I belong to your fat, throbbing, delicious cock. And you belong to this tight, wet, cock-squeezing bunny pussy. No other hole is ever going to grip and suck. Milk you so good. I'll even wrap my legs around your waist and pull you in as deep as I want. Feels so good, doesn't it? Bunny girls have strong legs, so no pulling out, even if you wanted to. But why would you want that when you could empty your balls in this hot, silky, tight little pussy? I can feel you throbbing like crazy. Are you cocking me? Let go and fill me with your hot, thick load. Oh. No, don't pull out. Leave it inside. Feels right. Hey. Before, when I was saying all that stuff about, you know, owning me and claiming me, that wasn't all just sexy talk. I really love you. You're actually a great boyfriend. And I didn't realize how much you were holding back just to be polite. And plus, I fit your cock like a glove. And you, you smell like mine. Yeah, I'm yours. No getting rid of me now. I'm just gonna rest my eyes for a minute. Don't go anywhere. Leave it in.